Welcome to Tony Steak Podcast.
Can you dig it? Episode 49 continues with the entertainment. If you've missed sports, go back and listen to that. Otherwise, stay tuned. We've got some great entertainment and news.
It was a good sports show. We had some March Madness talk.
I can't wait. I love March Madness.
We said the name Kirk Cousins at least twice. That's always good in a podcast.
Better than DeMarcus Cousins.
I even said DeMarcus Cousins' name in the podcast.
A lot of cousins.
That's one too many times.
A lot of cousins in that podcast.
But we are ready to roll. You guys, I'm very excited for a TV I'm not going to get. None of us are going to get because it's ridiculously expensive. But Andy, you'll like it because it's Samsung. Did you see this?
Is it some sort of foldable TV?
Nope, it's not foldable yet.
It's called a laptop.
It is their newest. It stole the show at CES. I'm surprised you haven't seen this.
I probably have. Say what it is.
It is the QLED TV.
QLED.
I just said TV, so that should have been enough to give it away because I think that's...
There's lots of TV prototypes out there.
Well, this
one...
There
is a foldable TV.
This one has ambient mode, which... So basically, you take a picture of the wall behind the screen or whatever you want it to be, but they're really pushing for, you know, to have a cool-looking bougie wall. And then when it's kind of in just like, you know, energy-efficient mode where it's still on but not off, it'll display that photo. And it's it looks like a photo frame, too. So it's supposed to just look like art on your wall. It looks badass, obviously, in the little pictures that they show. The standard person's house probably doesn't have much other than drywall that it's hanging on, so it won't look that cool with that concept. But just putting some cool backdrop on it is kind of neat.
In the pixels?
It doesn't. It's not supposed to.
Whoa.
It's not supposed to even do a whole lot of trouble on energy or on the TV.
How much does one of these bad boys cost?
Well, I did see. I don't see it in front of me on the page I'm on, but earlier this week when I first saw this story, which would be yesterday because it's Tuesday, as much as $20,000.
Wow.
And I think they're like 49-inch to 80-inch.
Wow.
So I think you're gonna be looking at like $5,000 to $8,000 starting for this thing. And I haven't seen a whole lot other than it's the QLED, which people are kind of for it, kind of against it, in place of they're calling it, the Ultra HD shit that they use right now.
No, LED would be the type
LED,
of the
yeah.
Well, so right now, QLED, Samsung has OLED, organic LED.
Yeah, so you can eat this. It's farm fresh, Tony. I don't know. I mean, you're the rich guy in New York who wants to live the life of 50 Shades of Douche can buy it and put it on his wall.
What about a rich guy in Des Moines, Iowa?
Nope.
Sounds I mean...
Not available?
Off limits.
No, I can't get it.
All right.
I'm a rich guy in Des Moines, Iowa, Andy.
You don't live in Des Moines, Iowa.
If I did, I'd be rich guy.
I could buy Des Moines, Iowa.
Rich guy in Hamburg.
Okay, that's enough.
Nope. He could probably get one, I guess.
Germany?
Prague.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're just naming places.
Yeah, I am.
Afraid of being over there, actually. But
rich guy in Damascus, Syria.
Okay, Andy, we don't need to do a million.
What's that random city in a Euro trip where they go visit? The shitty city?
Oh,
Oh, fuck.
We just
real?
Get Miami Vice. Yeah, I don't think it was a real place.
No, I know it wasn't, but I remember when Luke was trying to pronounce it. Remember, and he said something really...
Fuck, this is going to kill me, Tony. Andy, look that up. But yeah, I like the direction this is going. I thought just looking at the photos of this TV, it looks pretty badass. But I mean, you're only seeing. I like the idea of it. You have just the wall behind it. Assuming your wall is cool looking.
It's not the TV. It's what you put on the TV. That's my motto.
It's very deep.
So if you got some good 4K Blu-rays to make the TV really pop, then...
Oh, so what you're saying is you should get this TV, huh, Andy?
No, I'm not gonna. I can afford the $20,000 yet.
Well, are you gonna get an 80-inch? You could get the $10,000 one.
Yeah, I probably can afford that.
There you go. So
just need to
agree to
clear out my entire savings.
Wow.
But it's worth it, right? Because you could see through to the wall.
Yeah. Don't you want to know what's there?
This makes sense.
But nonetheless, it's cool. And, you know, this technology will be cheaper in, you know, 10 years
or
whatever.
Does it sync with a VR helmet?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Well,
are you ready for the next story that I saw just today? It's more airline trouble. It seems like there's always airline trouble now. Just because people,
good, yeah.
People are trouble, and that's they take the trouble with them wherever they travel to.
Airlines can't make money, so they have to do shitty things, and then everyone's pissed at each other because they're on vacation.
Okay, well,
it's stressful. It's a disaster.
I want to get your guys' take on it because it doesn't.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah,
what it's called.
That's pretty good. Without reading into it any further, I'm just breaching the surface. It doesn't make sense as to how it happened, but. A woman is flying, I don't even know, somewhere from New York. From Houston to New York. She has a Frenchie. So every woman listening is already, their ears just perked up because they heard what'd Frenchie.
What?
The little dog. It's the new pug. It's you buy this dog so you can take pictures of it. It's got the big ears. Every girl you know has a Frenchie.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
Andy,
my mom does not have one.
Shut up, Andy. Every girl you know with an Instagram has one of these dogs.
Does my mom have an Instagram?
No.
I'll call her.
Yeah, give her a call. Yeah. Mom, you got an Instagram?
Get her right here live.
By the way, you didn't look up that city in Eurotrip.
I'm not going to. It's irrelevant.
God damn it.
Let me. I'll
Tony, look it
I'm
up.
I'm actually kind of
I'm very curious.
It was
and
like
I know
the Moldova or something.
No, it's not that. I'm going to think of it after this pod, and it's going to bug me, but I want to have it on for the record. But anyway, she's flying. She's got a little bag, and it has one of these Frenchies in it. The stewardess, tells her you have to put it in the... in the overhead bin.
Wow.
And she's the woman's like, no, like this is my dog. It's going to go underneath the seat in front of me, this and that. She's like, no, you can't do that. It goes in the bin.
I think it's Bratislava.
Bratislava. Yeah.
Is it real?
And yeah, our friend said Bratislava, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sounds delicious, actually.
Bratislava, yeah.
Like a nice dish.
Bratislava is real.
There you go.
It's
the capital of Slovakia.
Okay. We'll get to train. It'll be here real soon. Oh, yeah? When will it be here? They're building it now.
That's a funny movie. Yep, the capital of Slovakia.
What
all
can
right.
you get in Slovakia? Czechoslovakia with
it's 10
just
cents. Slovakia now.
Yeah.
There's the Czech Republic, too.
Okay.
I believe Slovakia is good at hockey, right?
They're all good at hockey. So back to this. When they land, so she puts the dog in the bin, in the bag, in the bin, above her, right? When they land, the dog is dead.
Wow.
Yep, died.
Wait, in the plane, huh?
In the plane from being...
Because you're supposed to, when you have pets, you're supposed to just have them, like, get
like
shipped
in your lap,
separately,
or
right?
Or if they're big enough, they...
I thought they get, like, shipped separately.
They go underneath in the cargo hold.
That's 1990s.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah, they don't do
people
that anymore.
People allow animals on the plane then now?
Tony, are you kidding? Tony, that's a story every day. People bring like pigs on their fucking planes
oh,
now.
Oh, really?
They call them anxiety
yeah, for, like,
pets.
A ham sandwich later.
I don't travel.
Yeah, Andy travels with a dead
bacon
pig
in
and
the
he's
morning.
Cutting it in half when he's on the plane. No, they stopped doing that because not every time they properly compress their do the pressure with the plane underneath, and so dogs can die down there as well. I don't understand how the thing died. In the overhead bin.
Heart attack,
yeah.
Pretty scary up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be more
details.
The story
doesn't know either. They haven't done an autopsy yet.
Well, I think it just happened.
CSI, fucking dog edition.
And I also haven't read very much into this. Maybe the dog was going to die anyway.
Keep us posted,
you know?
Yeah.
It was 16.
It's a scam.
Although, I don't think this dog is even old enough to be 16. None of these. This dog didn't exist, I don't think.
Dogs is what?
This particular breed, Andy.
I don't know about that. Look it up.
No.
When was this dog invented?
When did people start having gluten issues? Probably the same time.
I think probably all of history.
No. You know what? Actually, on Love, I was watching that. Tony, you're ahead of me, so you probably saw this joke too. The food vendor guy is telling the kid, he's like, gluten wasn't even a thing four years ago.
Yeah, I did see that part.
I've been saying that. It's the same thing as tearing your ACL. That didn't exist in 1991.
It's funny because the first person I ever came across that I heard was gluten tolerant, or whatever you want to call it, was my buddy, one of my best friends, Ben, who was, I want to say like 2008-ish, 2009 is when he found out he was gluten intolerant, I think, or maybe 2006. Regardless, it was in high school. So that was 10 years ago. So that's when I first heard about it, but it does seem like more and more people nowadays, it seems like if they're not feeling good after eating, your doctor goes and tells you, oh, it's gluten.
Yeah.
So I actually have a funny story really quickly about gluten. You'll actually really enjoy this.
Hell yeah.
So obviously one of our good friends, Brian, is gluten-free.
Oh, Brian.
And we were at the senior golf tournament thing this past Sunday, and we were over at the Mexican stand. We had met up with a couple friends of his, and he came back and like he had ordered something, and then they asked him like, oh, why didn't you want to order this? He's like, oh, I'm gluten free. And the girl responded quickly with, oh, for Lent. Like she thought he was giving up gluten just for Lent. And then Brian was like, no,
him.
Forever. And it was really funny. He really had to be there, but it was just the fact that she was so quickly just like, oh, for Lent. And it was like, nope. He's just gluten sensitive. And that was funny because her boyfriend or her husband, whatever he was, immediately was like, babe, you know, like he could be sensitive to it. And I'm like, yeah, he's gluten free. So then she kind of felt a little bad, but it was really funny. Just because it was Brian too.
Yeah.
Because Brian ended up getting chicken tacos and just ate everything out of the tortilla with a fork. They just.
Oh, God.
Very disrespectful to the taco.
Yeah, seriously. Now I'm offended. But yeah.
I got an update on the ACL injury. Okay,
when was the first recorded ACL?
I don't know, first
1994. Recorded. 1994.
But Baron Davis tore his ACL in college in like 1999.
See? That's the first ever recorded.
It's not the first ever. ACL we don't know tear. This.
We've heard this now.
But that's the first on this article that I read.
So there you go.
Earliest, an article about 10 NBA players who had ACLs and came back from it. And it's the earliest of those players. So.
Baron Davis was a goddamn good athlete.
So, yeah, he came back and
played. The hell of a beard, too. That wasn't ridiculous like a fucking somebody.
I think James Harden copied him.
And then just went with just the homeless hipster look? Yeah.
When Harden first started growing the beard, it was well groomed. It was
yeah,
fun.
And then at one point he lost like a fantasy football league or something. And they're like, I just
don't think he cares. Why care?
Go for the homeless look. I don't know. It's got to slow him down. He's clearly not homeless. There's something. Something against him with that. But anyway, yeah, it's very unfortunate with this dead animal in the overhead bin. And looking at, there's a little stat on here. In 2017 and 2016, that was the highest record for pet deaths in the U.S. airline industry. Total of 18 died. 13 injured out of just over 130,000.
11 wounded.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'd roll their ankle, Taylor ACL, who knows. Transported by United Airlines. So I think people kind of respond to this worse than if they beat someone up or, you know, arrested someone on a plane just because it's an animal. But hey, we'll see.
The plane killed the animal? So then who cares?
Well,
the fucking pilot like intentionally rolled the plane to fuck with the animal? No.
That'd be very impressive if you could roll the plane. This is that Denzel movie. But you never like to see any hassles on the airplanes, but that's pretty much what you get these days. Should we move on to some box office stuff? And in fact, if you guys remember last week, we took stats. Did. Of course you don't remember, Andy. We did stats on a certain movie known as Gringo.
Oh, I know. I lost.
Yeah, we all really lost. I was closest. Pretty off by, I think I like 14 points or something. Carter had 71. Andy had 74. Tony, you put 66 and I had 53. That movie came out at a 39.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I'm confused. Did it actually come out this last week? Because it didn't do anything. It did like $2 million.
I don't know if it was a wide release.
Yeah.
Especially if it was bad.
It says in theaters wide on March 9th.
Well, the box office website tells you how many theaters it was in.
Well, I'm not on that. I'm on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I'll go to the box office website.
Nope. But audience score is pretty much dead on with critics, 44% and 39%. But I just wanted to get into that just to go back and keep our promises. I told you we'd get back to that, and I know we were all excited to hear about it. I know I couldn't sleep last night. Let's look at a little bit of numbers here. Black Panther, 97% still at 40 million in week four, right? Is that week four?
Keeps going.
Which is over 500 million now because it did that last week. Wrinkle in Time, which I also predicted to suck, is 42% and did 33 million. The Strangers, Prey at Night, $10 million at 39%. Red Sparrow, which Tony, I believe you saw.
I did see it last Thursday.
$8.6 million, 48%. It goes on down the list from there. Jumanji is still up there. That's become the new It. That's it. Just another $3 million pulled in almost this last weekend.
Speaking of It, there was some teaser trailer already for the next one.
Really?
That I saw.
Are you lying?
No, I swear. Tyler, like, our buddy Tyler sent it to me. And it showed, like, them as, because it's like them as adults right after being kids.
They haven't casted anyone in that.
Really? Well, then I don't know what I watched. But it
you
was.
You just watched the 1990 TV movie.
No, because it had, really like, no, it had, like, Chris Pratt. It had some other people.
Chris Pratt, It.
Yeah.
None of that has been casted yet.
I don't know. It was weird then. I don't know what
so
I watched.
So it's probably people made a cool video that looks pretty real.
That must have been it. Because I was actually kind of confused, too, because I was like, there's no way it's already.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they haven't had more news on that. Like, it's. I don't think they even locked down a script or anything. So
it says 2019 it'll come out.
They don't know. No one knows anything.
Oh, Andy, I think IMDb is pretty good at knowing these things.
They're very bad at dates.
They take you out on a lot of dates, Andy.
Do you know how long, like, The Irishman has been on IMDb for, like, 40 years?
No, it already said It, too, will be released on September 6, 2019.
Placeholder date. They do this all the time. They try to meet it. But at this point, they haven't even started production. They haven't casted anyone.
Andy is an executive producer.
A script is due to be finished for the next installment in January 2018.
I haven't heard anything about the script being finished.
Well, Andy,
you ever turned anything
on
time?
Yeah, they never called me back.
They never called you back.
He got an extension. His pet, his dead friend.
Andy's about to go fire a couple people after this.
I do have some information about the theater count.
Oh, let's hear it.
This is on. So this movie, Gringo, 2,400 theaters. Black Panther still in 3,900 theaters.
Jesus.
So that's considered wide, but it's still low.
It's low, but yeah, it's still.
Okay, so really quickly, whatever I watched might have been something, because they did say that the child star films, like the guys that are predicted to play them as older people, which were all the guys I saw on this thing. It was Christian Bale. It's a pretty good.
Okay,
group
Christian
of people.
Bale's not going to be in it.
Christian Bale.
He's gained 80 pounds for the role, too.
Bill Hader, Jake Gyllenhaal, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Chris Pratt, Chadwick Boseman, and Jessica Chastain.
I'd see that.
Yeah, that budget would be $500 million.
Well, they made a lot of money on the first one, did they not? And this will make you come back for the second.
I'm just saying, those are all.
And then they all rake that money up and go to the strip club and make them all dress as clowns.
Chadwick Boseman's now the biggest movie star in the world.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the Black Panther.
Oh. His name is Chadwick?
What's his real name?
Yeah, he's a British man. I know. All the
Chadwick.
Black actors are British.
Chadwick
people.
Knows man.
Andy, every actor is British. Are you fucking
kidding?
Yeah,
Christian Bale's a British
Chris
man.
Chris Pratt. Or what, Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'd
or
like
Hader,
Chastain,
and Bill Hader.
Or Bill Hader.
I'd like to see the percentage of all actors in Hollywood currently. What percentage of them are British versus any other place on the planet? They're going to be overwhelmingly...
All actors. I mean, does that count fucking Bollywood productions?
No. Come on, Andy.
What does it count?
Be reasonable.
You say
people in movies
all
that are...
All small parts? You'd have to really like nail down
isn't
parameters.
Isn't that what is that? That's an IMDb show right there. All the small parts or something like that. But
that's a song by Blink-182, I think.
All the small
that's all the small
Andy.
Things, Andy.
Come on. Okay. Get your shit together, stupid. Andy. No, I it'd be hard to...
That offended me.
...have criteria for this idea, but...
Yeah, maybe the top six people in movies that grossed at least $50 million. Because I think in most productions that are made in America...
Well, I'm not
the
going
filling
into
out the... Filling out the end of the cast is all going to be Americans.
I'm not talking people who are...
Or how about all people nominated for Oscars in the last 30 years, how many were British?
Oh,
that's
easily,
a good study.
Easily 80%.
Well, yeah, I think like Maggie Smith is nominated every year, and I don't think she's in things. She's just, oh, she was a British lady.
They're all British. And it's kind of annoying. They're
what about
taking,
this year?
You know they're taking our jobs.
Sam Rockwell, not British.
Okay. Surprisingly.
Francis McDormand,
but, and
not
the funniest
British.
Funniest part, he played a British guy.
He did not.
So they're either playing a British guy or they are British.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, British guy, yep. Playing the most famous British guy in the world.
Yep. So that's a
so
double whammy. That really proved our
See?
Point.
Yeah. I rest my case,
okay.
Andy.
Let's move on from that.
That's
okay.
A good. I'm gonna do the research.
I want you to. I hope I
whatever will
to
make
do this.
It quiet.
Next
for
pod,
a bit.
Come back next pod with some stats. Andy.
He'll come back in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know he will. And his research will be inconclusive.
Open.
But where were we even at on this?
I'm talking about it for some reason.
It, yeah. Should we talk about what's coming out this week?
We didn't finish the... Did we finish the box office?
We did.
We did. Where have you been?
Keep up, Andy.
Hurricane Heist. How'd that do in the Rotten Tomatoes? Remember you said it was going to get like a zero.
44% did 3 what? Million. Oh, yeah. I did talk about that movie. Yeah.
44 is high. That's good.
I thought I bashed Wrinkle in Time. It was Hurricane. I think I even called Hurricane to be like 16 or something.
Wrinkle in Time's a big bust. Say it's a...
44 and 33 million.
It did worse than John Carter, which came out.
Oh, you're thinking of Coach Carter.
John Carter Must Die? What's that?
No, John Carter, that's the movie.
Oh, is that that Bible movie?
No.
You're thinking
Which one is John Carter?
He was like a Civil War soldier who got transported to another planet.
Which Chris is in this one?
It's the guy from Friday Night Lights.
This is based on a true story?
Who was also in other movies.
Oh, is he in other movies?
Oh, wow.
He's in that Waco show that I wanted to watch.
Hold on, what's this movie called?
Waco, Texas.
John Carter.
What's the one where some Carter must die?
Vince Carter must die.
Hey, come on.
I don't know.
Oh, this looks like a fucking dumb Hercules.
I don't know. It's the writer of Tarzan. It was his other like famous work.
Yep.
The movie wasn't terrible, but it cost a ton of money. It was a huge flop.
Got a meta score of 51, so it probably was pretty bad.
That's solid. 51's not
it
bad.
It looks dumb, and people who like this also like Prince of Persia, which is...
I'd never watched that. Fucking... I feel like Joe liked that movie.
Stupid. Joe's like, it's a John Wick of Persia.
Who's the star of the movie, and what other things has he been in that you would know? He was in True Detective Season 2.
Tyler Kitsch.
He's from Friday Night Lights. That's what he's most famous for.
He's in Wolverine Origins. Didn't see it. Lone Survivor. Battleship. So I've seen Lone Survivor. He was Michael Murphy. I went to a school with a Michael Murphy.
I think everyone did. That's like a very popular name.
Yeah. But yeah, his last thing is Pieces is announced and Waco. But I don't... Okay, again, why the fuck... We get so off goddamn topic.
No, the people wanted to know about John Carter.
Yeah, I wanted
to. The point is, A Wrinkle in Time is going to be a flop, and it's all Oprah's fault.
Yeah, I think...
This ruined her presidential run. It's over.
This is what did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think she already said she wasn't going to do it. Not that that makes a
difference.
No, I think
she was waiting. If A Wrinkle in Time was the next Black Panther, but it's not.
They came out like a week apart. You can't give it a year or something to have the next... And was that even...
The next Black Panther is probably Avengers.
What is that?
It comes out in... What?
Oh.
The new Avengers, which has Black Panther in it.
I was going to say, is he going to be like joining these superheroes?
Yeah, because he's been like hiding...
So does Spider-Man ever come into play with these guys?
Yeah, he's coming.
Okay, I was going to say, who plays them?
A little British kid.
God damn it.
See? Yeah, British. Told you.
Because I know Spider-Man's been played by like 13 people.
No, the new... Have you not seen the new Spider-Man?
I haven't. I haven't seen anything past...
It's Homecoming, right? It was Homecoming?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't think I saw any of them past the Dr. Octopus or whatever.
That's a good place to stop, but a good place to start is the new one.
I did like the Green Goblin one. That was always a good one.
Oh, of course.
Classic.
Willem?
That was a classic.
James Franco?
Yeah, that's before James Franco was really James Franco. He was just James Franco.
He was just Freaks and Geeks James Franco.
Actually, speaking of Freaks and Geeks... I randomly stumbled across this video on Facebook yesterday of what's his name?
James Franco?
Seth Rogen.
Yes. It was who's Seth Rogen? Yeah, Seth Rogen. With the beard, right? And the curly hair.
I don't think he had a beard in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, okay,
the
high school
goatee. Whatever. Seth Rogen though is who I'm thinking of. From he was doing stand up comedy at 14 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
And they showed it was a video of it I was watching. It's like funny because he's got this high. You can tell he probably hasn't really hit like real puberty yet. He's got this like kind of high pitch.
Okay, real puberty.
He hit the first one where you can like come and shit. But
yeah, exactly.
You're gonna get a second one.
You can't poop before puberty.
But my point is he had like a very like kind of high voice, like a childish voice, and now it's like he's obviously got a grown man.
I've seen that video. Yeah. Well, that's also a lot of the weed going in there.
Yeah. It's funny because he's tall and skinny, ish. I don't know how tall he actually is, but he's thin.
I mean, Freaks and Geeks, he was already a bigger guy. But
well, I don't think he was 14 in that, was he?
He might have been 18, 17.
Okay, well, four years, a lot can happen for him.
No, he's in Canada, so it was like different years.
All right, but anyway.
Yeah, they have different
back to ages. Whatever we were talking about.
I don't remember. So
John Carter?
I'm just going to go into movies opening this week.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tomb Raider, which I know nothing about, 43%.
Yeah, this is a disappointment. There's a great Tony's Take article about video game movies and how none of them have ever been fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. That I think one of the highest ones is Prince of Persia. It's one of the highest rated video game movies. I've never seen it, but it looks dumb. So for some reason, they just can't make a movie based on a video game that would be good. And this was actually a good opportunity because the Tomb Raider story is actually pretty solid. And you could make a decent action movie. It just... They're not hiring... It's like the problem was they're not hiring the right people. And then the last couple ones, they actually hired people with good track records in movies that still weren't good. So I don't know what it takes to make...
Maybe a better story. I don't know. There's way too many Indiana Jones wannabe movies out there of whatever the topic is where it's like, eh.
And it's got a couple good leads. The lead actress is... she won an Oscar. She's married to Michael Fassbender, so she must be worth something.
It's pretty good. Who is this?
Alicia Vikander.
Yeah, what's she in?
Ex Machina as the robot lady.
Oh, see, I don't know, recognize her with the body and hair.
The something woman or something, the one where about the first transgender person ever.
Never saw it.
Yeah, she won an Oscar for that one. I forgot what it's called, though.
Yeah, she had to.
Yeah.
But
she's good. She's young.
She can overcome this. I mean, look at Jason Momoa. I say it all the time. He overcame a bunch of shit, and now he's the biggest star, never made anything.
Okay, he's been in one shitty movie that no one liked called Justice League.
No, he's been in a lot more than that.
We haven't even seen a trailer for Aquaman yet.
I know, and everyone won't shut the fuck up about it.
It'll be the next Black Panther.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Hopefully. What if it's in a huge, epic flop?
I could be in Aquaman because he was under... like he always had like the little like weird noise he would do.
He summoned dolphins and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, they said, how does that even work? He was fighting, like, fucking flying demons in Justice League.
Yeah, well, the dolphin's gonna...
He had to, like, make a puddle in the fucking city.
Wow.
Well, also...
Like, oh, this pothole. Arise, fish.
Not even
okay, so if he's
city.
Fighting demons, what the fuck is a dolphin gonna do?
You can throw a dolphin, that would hurt someone.
Yeah. That's funny.
I don't know how to Batman fight demons. I've never even seen this piece of shit.
Did
yet.
He fight demons?
He did. Like
Batman fought the Joker.
Like a batarang.
The only person that fought demons are like priests in The Exorcist. I don't know why you keep saying demons.
Okay, they're like they're demons, but they're from another planet.
Okay, the guys from Batman are not from another planet.
In fucking Justice League, they're like
no
from another planet.
No one watches Justice League
yeah,
here,
Andy,
but you.
Well, a good amount of people watch it. I haven't watched it, but that's why it was a piece of shit.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get away from that.
A good amount of people watched it. I haven't watched it.
Okay,
three
it made,
people in this room have
it
not
made
watched it.
Over $200 million at the 100%
of this room has not seen it.
Yeah.
We're three people, small sample size.
Carter probably has seen it, but he's
Carter, not really yeah, he's in a movie screening for it right
yeah.
now. Okay, so Love, Simon, I know nothing about, but actually, oddly enough, I was on my way home from Santa Monica today, on the 405, a big-ass, on the building, though, it said, something about the 405, I'm dreaming of something else. Love, Simon. I was like, is this an insurance commercial? What the fuck is this for? And now that I'm seeing it's called, the movie's called Love, Simon, so it made sense. 88%.
I was going to say, I saw something on like Snapchat.
It's a coming of age story.
That said, oh, yeah, about a British boy.
That said that it's going to be good or something. I don't know.
88%. 7 days in Antibes.
Antibes?
13%.
Yeah, that's not good.
Should have just called it 13 days there.
Yeah, what the hell kind of movie is that?
I don't know. It's probably something with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
No, the star of Love, Simon is not British. Take that.
Really?
He grew up in Seattle. There you go.
But it's about, he plays a British kid?
Oh, who knows? I don't think so.
I don't know if anyone's named Simon that's not British. And then you have Journey's End at 98%. I don't know what the hell that is either. Then you have one with no score, I can only imagine. That's what it's called. It's about John Lennon or something. So, yeah, nothing I need to see this week.
Yeah, Tomb Raider is the big one. I think it, even with the not great reviews, has a chance to knock Black Panther off. I think that could get in 30
bet.
Million.
I mean, 40 million this week. Next week, you're looking at 25, 30 million probably. I don't think that's too tough a number to beat, but... How big of a fan base is Tomb Raider? How many commercials have they been running for this thing?
We've got some coming soons, I know. This week was South by Southwest.
Yep.
And there was a surprise premiere of Ready Player One, which is that like VR
Carter's
movie.
Favorite movie?
It's the it's Spielberg. And the trailers make it look terrible. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. But it actually, the reviews were okay. Like a 70 or something, I think.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. I don't know. I don't see any movies. So if when I go see a movie, it's going to be a decent...
But next week we have...
Pacific Rim Job
Pacific
Uprising.
Pacific Rim Uprising, which I've heard not great things because Guillermo del Toro is not directing this one.
Yeah.
Isle of Dogs, that's going to be amazing. The new Wes Anderson.
I don't even have that on my sheet.
Yeah. This I'm talking about next week, so we'll talk
Unsane
about it more.
Unsane comes out.
Yeah, and Unsane, which we talked about.
We talked about that. 74%. That's good. Wow. Good for them.
So we're summer creeps closer and closer with movie season, so like we're like almost the summer movie season already.
Oh, yeah.
It's like before you know it, the Avengers will have already made $1 billion. And Tony Stark will have died.
Does he die?
Spoiler. No, I don't know that. I'm just, that's my guess. That's a prediction.
Oh, I like...
Tony, can you go on Bovada and look up the odds on Tony Stark dying in the Avengers?
I can't.
Okay.
I like...
Well, it's a good pick.
I like Iron Man. Those are the superheroes I like. I like
Well,
Batman.
Iron Man will live. He'll just get replaced by, I think, Chadwick Boseman will play.
Replaceable.
Yeah, Black Panther will get in the Iron Man suit.
Jazz.
Because he's so hot right now.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You got a crush on him, Andy?
Yeah. Well, he is hot right now.
Hansel?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw Zoolander 2. Absolute garbage.
Yeah, is it? Why did you?
And we were, I don't know. I was just bored.
I still haven't seen it.
No,
yeah,
absolute such garbage.
The other thing that got early reviews, that's what I did want to bring up. I think we should all be excited.
Scream 5.
Super Troopers 2.
A Quiet Place. That the John Krasinski directed movie about the...
I think that's going to be fucking stupid.
What even
it's got
100%. What even is it?
They can't make noise where can, or these
the
ghouls
aliens, like,
come
invade,
out and
like
get
alien
them.
Monsters, uh-huh. And they get you by sound, so he has raises his family without sound.
Yeah, I like the idea of,
oh,
you
Charlie
know,
Chaplin in this?
He might good. Be good, yeah. But in real life he actually talked.
Yeah, he did make noise. They just weren't recorded. But my whole thing is just run into a movie theater. They won't hear you. It's soundproof.
They knock the walls out. I don't know. Don't fucking explain it.
I'm
this
sure
is
they
Jim
will.
Jim from The Office. He's one of the most competent workers at Dunder Mifflin. So.
I don't know.
I think it's 100% through 23 reviews. That's enough reviews to say this is going to be good.
Is that out? When is that out?
I think 3 weeks. So this nice. Is one of these things where I think they showed them at South by Southwest.
Nice.
Okay. I think it's too easily.
I think it's a great premise. I'm very excited about it.
How hard is it to not make noise? And unless. Like you said, they're going to have to explain. Like,
obviously, Joe would be dead immediately.
In a world where even a breath is amplified times 10.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
The kid knocks over a lamp on accident. That's how they made sound.
That's what I'm saying. But
so, yeah, that could happen.
Soundproof
over
goddamn
decades.
House. Over decades.
How do you soundproof it? With your fucking power tools that are going to make noise?
Just get a Think fucking bunch of blankets. Go occupy a movie theater that's already built.
Make noise to get blankets.
Will it? A lot of noise?
Should ask Luke to soundproof this house right now. And how much noise do you think he'd make?
I'm saying there's already structures in this world they live in.
I was like
that are soundproof.
A recording studio. Go in there.
You know,
live there for life.
We're going to have to see this movie so that we can all argue about it on the pod.
Yeah.
Because I think I like the idea of a movie that I haven't seen that story before. But I think that story's kind of dumb. I don't know.
It's almost Twilight Zone like.
Yeah, it'd be a good show. It doesn't need to be a movie. Put it in Black Mirror. There you go. Are you listening, Black Mirror? All right, should we get into what we're watching?
Yeah.
Andy or Tony, you want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start. So I did end up last week, Carter recommended that Netflix show, Everything Sucks. And I did decide to watch it because I am a big fan of the 90s. So it was pretty cool watching a show that like takes place with
the
these high schoolers
before
in
born.
The 90s. Oh, the decade before I was born, huh? But it was pretty cool because obviously like me, all of us really were elementary school in the 90s. So it's like none of us were in high school in the 90s. So it was pretty cool to actually see kind of like how high school could have been in the 90s. And it was cool.
I know what high school's like in the 90s. I saw American Pie and Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, I know. But like, I don't know. This one just seems more.
This is a prime movie.
Like it. But I don't know. I liked it. It had its moments. Pretty funny and pretty definitely 2018-ish though with some of the stuff that goes on in it and whatnot, but I liked it. And then I obviously started season 3 of Love, and I like that show, and I've already enjoyed the first 3 episodes I've watched, so that show seems like that season's still going to be pretty good.
What I think I saw something that this is already like the final season they already
of Love.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay
did
with
you
that.
See that
those shows don't
I haven't done any research.
Honestly, a lot of those shows.
Just making that shit up, or
a lot of those shows don't need to go past like 3-4 seasons.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Vice Principals, I was happy that was only 2 seasons. It was just like, it was, you know, how long can you keep running with this, you know, the story where everyone knows there needs to be an end to it.
I thought you meant sex.
I didn't. I know. But, and then also I did see Red Sparrow. I was a little buzzed for it. Pretty buzzed. And I'm sure it was good, but it just did not keep my attention. I think I was looking for more action and whatnot, and it was just a very mature movie, just very slow for a mature audience, and I don't mean that sexually, even though there was some nudity. It's just very, just kind of slow building and just like, you know, more of a like mind thing, and there's not much action or anything crazy, and it's, I don't know. It was, I don't know, it wasn't my type of movie, but I mean, maybe you guys would enjoy it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like something I would rush out to see.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I really recommend not spending money on it, but...
Yeah, it's the kind of thing I'll watch on TV.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it just wasn't my cup of tea. That's pretty much it for me.
Randy?
Yeah, I've been watching Baskets, the show I forgot about. Does anyone even know what I'm saying?
Is that a, like, yeah, on the Food Network?
That white couple or whatever?
No. What?
What am I thinking of then?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of that FXX show.
It is on FXX.
I'm thinking of the one with the like white couple that they're... It's kind of funny. It seems sexually...
Oh, You're the Worst? Which is,
You're the Worst. That is what I'm thinking of.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, well, there you go. You should have known right away when I said the white couple.
Okay, there's a lot of shows of white couples.
Wait, Baskets, is that Zach Galifianakis?
It's a Zach Galifianakis show.
And that other weird person?
A female Zach Galifianakis.
No, it's such a weird show, but like... So it's an absurd comedy, but it's actually like, if you look through it, it's real. Louis Anderson plays his mom. And that's like
that's
kind of
who
funny.
I'm talking about.
It's like, oh, it's the... this comedian from the 80s playing a middle-aged woman or an older woman, but it's actually like incredible. And that's like, I think a lot of people have said that, like that performance is so great. Cause it's so, it is actually very authentic, even though it's supposed to be a joke of this man playing the woman. It's like, it's great. Cause like he even said, like he's basically taking inspiration from his own mom, and it's stupid. It's funny, but it's like, it's also like a real story.
84%. 86 with the audience.
It's executive produced by a guy I can't name anymore. That was a big deal for season one. A guy used to have a comedy show on FX.
Louis C.K. I'll name him.
Yeah. No, but Zach Galifianakis is great, and he plays him. He plays the main character, who's a clown, or a wannabe clown, a guy who dropped out
of
clown college.
He's pursuing his dream of becoming a professional clown.
And then also his twin brother, who, I don't know why Zach Galifianakis loves to do this, because the show takes place in Bakersfield, but his twin brother has, like, a southern accent. He always does that. Like, has...
Maybe that's all he's got, you know?
They did a Between Two Ferns with, like, his brother as the host one time, and he had, like, a southern accent. It's like...
He can't go left, you know?
Yeah. So it's I forgot about the show, so I didn't watch season 3 is already airing right now, and I was like, oh shit, so I watched all of season 1 and a couple episodes of season 2 so far.
Season 2 is 100%.
Yeah.
It's no good. Critic consensus.
Those ratings, nah, it's hard to know. Just listen to what I say, it's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I also watched a movie, it was a long time coming, The Iceman. I remember when it was first coming out, I was like, I wanted to watch this.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Michael Shannon as a real-life guy who was maybe the most prolific hitman in history. So they called him the Iceman because he would freeze the bodies and then dump them later, so they didn't know when they actually died.
What? I don't even have this.
I think it's like from like 2013. It's older.
I've actually watched a documentary about the Iceman.
Yeah, they
guy.
Have a documentary
He's,
about it, too.
He was doing hits for the mob, but then I think he actually enjoyed it, so he started doing hits on his own.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So, I mean, I've talked about Michael Shannon on this podcast. He's great.
You're a big fan.
Yeah. Shape of Water he was in this year.
I like that he watched from a bar in Chicago.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy. So, I've been meaning to watch this movie for a long time, and I was just like, oh, I have nothing to do. I'll watch this movie finally. And it was good. It had Chris Evans, Captain America himself. As an ice cream man hitman.
Isn't that also the Not Another Teen Movie guy?
Yep.
It definitely is.
And The Perfect Score.
Yeah. Ugh. And Snowpiercer.
No idea what that is.
That's a good one. You guys should watch that.
Nope, probably
that.
Never going to.
He gets his nipples pierced in the snow.
No, it's about...
He's like a famous piercer that does it just in
like
the snow.
Global warming has ended the world. The only people alive are on a train.
That's the day after tomorrow. I already saw
it. No, this is the premise of the movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
So everyone in the world that's still alive is on a train.
Yeah, they're trapped in the library in New York.
That goes in a circle around the world.
That's
and
a big... What is it, a fucking Coors Light train?
The people all the way at the end of the train are the poor people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they fight their way up to beat all the rich people. It's really cool. That's a cool movie.
Why is that cool?
It's cool because they have to... It's like The Matrix on a train or something.
Or Titanic.
It's an action movie where they fight through the train to get to the top.
So what do they do to make the rich people evil in this movie?
The rich people are basically depriving these people of food. They're making them eat like little shit and
like little pieces of poop.
It's part of the movie. I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
But they're packing them into small areas while the rich people live their lavish lives
aboard a train.
Yeah,
there's got to be some train.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should watch it.
I don't know if I have time.
It's a cool movie and it's got
the
good
snow
reviews.
Snow nipple? You called it
Snow Piercer.
Okay, Snow Piercer.
Snow nipple.
Yeah, snow nipple.
All right. Tell me about you. What are you watching?
So you're gonna like this. And Turtle, if you're listening. Time to turn up the volume here. I watched...
You watched a porn? What?
No, it's called...
I was like, that was a good one. Yeah.
It's called The Mega Brothel. It's about... So, in Germany, I think it was like 12 years ago or something, they legalized prostitution. And this is a documentary. It's on Amazon Prime. It's 55 minutes, which I liked it.
So, was this about the woman that was kidnapping the kids in the brothel?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Andy's roommate... What did she even say?
Something about a witch that... She's like, she was taking the kids from the brothel. And I'm like, why were they...
What?
She said it wrong. Like, very wrong. I don't even know.
She was thinking of like an orphanage or something.
Yeah.
How about a brothel instead?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, the little
it's
kid
where
brothel.
She grew up.
Yeah.
But so it follows a couple of girls inside. It's called Paradise. And it's a chain. It's like a hotel. There's... I think it's like six stories at the main one in Stuttgart or wherever the hell it is in Germany. And the bottom level, it has a restaurant. It has, you know, a sauna. It's they phrase it as, you know, a massage like place for men, oasis, if you will. And above, you know, there's a couple of stories that are rooms. And then the women live in hotel rooms above that. So they're there full time. They don't leave if they don't want. One of the girls that follows her, she estimates that she slept with 15,000 guys in what? Like the year or two that she was there.
Just two World years
numbers.
There, huh?
Wow. Fucking insane. Yeah, it was nuts. I don't know. It's gross. And you know, they have the stats on.
So what did you say this was? Is like a show or is it just one
this is
documentary?
A documentary? Yeah, it's only 50
it's called
minutes.
The Brothel?
The Mega Brothel.
Is there any nudity in this documentary?
A lot.
Okay, I might throw that on.
So yeah, like chicks just walk around the bottom level, just butt ass naked. Girl that they're interviewing.
Where's this at though?
It's in Germany.
Germany, okay. That's what I said.
So there's some reading in it because not all of the people speak English. Okay. The main girl that they follow, I don't remember her name and I don't want to say it.
So you need to watch it with Turtle and read it to him.
Yeah. She's just topless the whole time they're interviewing her for the most part. It's crazy. But the whole
That's
thing is
that you're allowed to do that.
It was nuts, man. I don't know. I had no idea what it was going into it. I was like, the Mega Brothel. It popped up, you know, on the thing. It's like, eh, why the fuck not?
Yeah, next to the Hitler documentary. It was in Germany too, so Hitler probably attended at one point.
Nope, because I wasn't legal until 12 years ago or something like that.
What?
Yeah. They're trying to get it down, too. They have protesters all over the place. At one point, they're opening a new one right on the border of France. I don't remember where. But these naked activists just run up. Their bodies are, like, written on, like, I'm not property and this and that. Because they're claiming that people are, you know, sold into this industry.
They might be.
But it was good.
I saw Taken.
Yeah, we all did. That was a great movie. If you feel like watching something kind of different and weird... With nudity, there you go. That's a good doc to watch and kind of eye opening.
Yeah. Also, you don't need a Netflix subscription to watch things with nudity. They're free on the internet.
Well, this is on Amazon anyway.
Oh fuck. Okay, sorry guys.
Amazon Prime. Next, I was watching and I had it in front of me and I changed the thing. I started watching Love with Tony. Not with him. Okay. I just started it today. But yeah, I'm blanking on what else I watched. But yeah, that was about it. The Mega Brothel was the thing of the week, I guess.
Nice.
We watched Beer Fest.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's now on Netflix. It's amazing. It gets better with age. I have more questions, more commentary on it, as always. But
you see things, new things every time, like that the priest was in both funeral scenes.
Well, I think it was in the same church. He should be. It was, but... So that, I like that continuity, and yeah. I like that on those guys, their end. That was good. Mm-hmm. But all right, I think episode 49 is done.